This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. A judge has approved the sale of Houston-based petroleum company Citgo. News 88.7's Natalie Weber.
Amber Energy, an affiliate of a Florida-based investment company, will acquire Citgo next year. A judge previously ruled Citgo shares could be auctioned to pay off the debts of its parent company, which is owned by the Venezuelan government. J.P. Duffy is an international arbitration partner at a New York-based law firm.
Venezuela found itself the subject of a lot of legal actions that were allowed to proceed against them, and found itself owing billions of dollars to foreign creditors. And some of those debts it had actually secured with the shares of Citgo's parent company.
Amber Energy will purchase Citgo for $5.9 billion. According to Reuters, Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez says the country rejects the sale. I'm Nadley Weber, News 88.7.
Mostly clear tonight, overnight low near 43. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.
It's a powerful day today. It is Giving Tuesday. The deadline is today. Don't wait. Every single donation right now goes toward our goal and gets us closer to unlocking $25,000. Make this happen with your gift at HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate or call 888-909-0887. I'm Laurie Ramirez.
And I am Kyle Claude. Right now, your gift to Houston Public Media has a greater impact. We need 22 gifts today, and you'll unlock $25,000 for Houston Public Media. Support vital news that you can use in this city and that you can rely on right now at HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate. If you want to, you can also give us a call. That number is 888-909-0887. We need you right now.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater.